Blog Talk Radio.
Can't be unmuting me to talk to the good people when I'm in the middle of a poll. I'm gonna need you never to do that again. you trying to have a motherfucker tossing it to me and shit. You tossing it to the wrong motherfucker. but now that we have our composure, what's going on, people?
Damn.
Oh, man, that was funny right there. What's going on, Dre?
Yeah. Chilling, dude. That was a good cough right there. That was a real good one right there, son.
Listen, man. yeah, it was. I thought I was going to be able to get that out before, you know what I'm saying? Here she go tossing the microphone open. But I get it, you know what I'm saying? And your business, we here. We holding it down for Mars until she get back right quick. Me and Dre. And listen, man. She was telling me that the shit that she wanted to get off her chest was going to be real tonight. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Nigga hit me with a big yeah.
All right, well, what happened? But...
I don't know. I think she said she was taking a hike up one of those mountains in Flagstaff, and I think a copperhead bit her on her Achilles, and a coyote sucked it out. And she had to take the coyote to the vet. Dang, what happened? Oh, my bad. How the fuck am I supposed to know something with Deesa?
I don't know.
But anyway, yo, Dre, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
You ever driving down the road? You look over to your left. You see another man driving, and he got that left leg cocked up on the driver's side door like a little bitch. Do you hate that shit? Or is it just me?
Man, I don't like it because I remember I rode with my homeboy. He drives trucks, and I rode with him on this, like, first route. You rode from here to Arizona, right? And, you know, when you riding in the transport truck, you sitting up high. You can see every fucking thing. Oh, God, we passed so many fucking white dudes like that. I was like, man, if you're driving like that, with your leg cocked up in the air and you by yourself, that's gay. Now,
son,
if you driving like that and you got a chick in there, you know what I'm saying, and she rubbing your Johnson, you know what I'm saying, or give you some gold.
You're trying to give
like
her easy access.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man, we passed a lot of Mexican chicks that was doing that, though.
Man, listen, all I know is I've been looking over and I see, because I'm in my work truck, so I'm a little higher. Not as high as, you know what I'm saying, the rig, but, you know, I'm looking at all this and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, yo, these fuck boys, these half a fucking testicle bastards is looking real suspect. They looking real suspect. But I don't know, maybe it's just me. I mean, sometimes I'll be bugging out. It's me. I'm sorry.
No, that's weird, man.
I mean, as a man, I don't know how comfortable, and maybe this is, like, again, this is me, my limitation as a person. As a man, I don't know how flexible I want my leg to be like that. That joint right there, I don't know how flexible I want that joint to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with limited motion on that pelvic joint right there. That just, no, I'm good. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, hey, it is what it is, man. That shit is just, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to be extra stretchy in that area. You know what I'm saying?
True. Now, this, I can't even say if you're driving for a long time to do that shit, because it's retarded.
And hey, first of all, it don't look comfortable.
It really don't.
But number two, it looks extremely
feminine. Your
fucking
legs probably going to sleep fast as hell doing that shit, too.
How about that? Now you got a fucking aneurysm going to your heart, because you got a blood clot in your knee.
Exactly.
You should be driving for 15 hours.
Yeah.
Fuck it, you deserve it. Yeah. All right, Dre, let me ask you this. They had a case out here where a dude gets into an Uber. It was somebody else in there. Kills both of them, in the driver and the other passenger in the Uber, goes home. Claims they have no idea that they even did this. My question to you, is it possible to do something that heinous and totally black out and have no recollection of that moment? Do you think that's possible?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know, because you remember, what's that group the Ice Cube had, the Lynch Mob?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you remember the tall, bald-headed dude that sort of looked like Ice Cube?
Okay, I'm with you.
This dude was on some kind of drug, and he went to his girlfriend's house, and he ate her. Like, literally,
I remember
ate
that.
Her. Yeah, and he's doing, like, two or three years. I mean, he's doing, like, life, like, two life sentences or some shit like that. And when he got done eating, he looked at the cops, because they said that, like, while he was eating her, the neighbors was complaining about a loud scream. He just ate this girl all the way up from her, like chunks out of her leg, her cat, her damn stomach, all that shit. Like, he really ate her. Like, he killed her. This motherfucker said he don't remember none of that shit. And they said he was on some kind of drug, and he said he didn't remember none of that. So, to get back, I don't know. He had to been on some serious ass drugs. But I can't sit. I can't. No, I still can't. I don't know.
I mean, off back, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not with you with that, because that don't fucking sound right.
I mean, I try to give it the benefit of the doubt. All right, let me see what Drake thinks about it. But my first reaction is that, for real, that's the story you're going with. You don't remember nothing. Not that the dude tried to come on to you. Not that they tried to kidnap you. And no, I'm saying nothing. You just don't remember.
You just don't remember. Yeah, that don't add up.
That's not even saying you didn't do it. No, man.
Yeah,
you're not even
taking
yourself out of being a suspect. Listen, I don't know. Whatever you want to put on me. I don't know. Fuck out of here. That shit's crazy. Where your best friend at? Right.
I guess she's coming because I hear her talking, but I can't hear her on the phone.
Oh, well, I guess I was on mute. Oh. I was like, wait a minute, I'm talking. I didn't realize it. I was texting. Sorry. But, hey, welcome.
Hey.
Ron must have had some shit that he wanted to get off his chest. The first 10, 20 minutes of the show. Jesus Christ.
Nigga, the first 10 seconds of the show, I was getting something off my chest.
Jesus. So tonight, we will be venting about the week, anything that has bothered us, got up under our skin, all of that. We're doing it tonight, okay? So y'all can keep talking.
Throw the disclaimer out.
We drink because we say inappropriate ass things because we are your inappropriate ass friends on a Friday night. Okay? All right.
Here we are.
Today, this evening. So yeah. So my week has been one of those weeks. I'm tired of peopling and dealing with people making me sick. I'm tired.
I hear that.
I've reached my limit on lazy ass people. That's where I'm at right now.
I mean, it's a difference between being lazy and then not affecting nobody else and then being lazy and then affecting someone else.
Yeah.
The first one is like, well, you do you. You know what I'm saying? Do you. If that's what you want to do with your shit, you go right ahead. But if it's affecting me, it's like, come on, you got to pull your weight in an expeditious manner.
Yeah. So, I've been dealing with the fact that I have lazy coworkers. I mean, I've been dealing with it. I actually, why? I do have them. I actually showed out on one, and that's probably why I've been working her schedule, because she don't want to work on Wednesdays with me, and that's fine, because shit gets done when I'm there by myself. It don't get done because your lazy ass ain't trying to help majority of the time. So, somebody was like, well, she's trying, probably avoiding you. Okay, that's fine. She can avoid me all she wants to. But the next time I see, I'm still going to cuss out. So, I don't care. She can avoid me till she turns blue in the face. I don't forget easily what you say about me to other people. Because I'm going to say what I need to say to you, to your face, when I say it. I ain't going to say it behind your back. And if I do say it behind your back, I'm bold enough to say it to your face at any given point. So.
Check you out, gangster.
If my gangster, I'm just, if I said it, I said it.
Hmm. I hear that, killer.
What? I mean, what? I'm just saying.
I said it. What the fuck did you do? Hmm.
I said it. So what?
Yeah, do you? No. Mm-mm. Don't put that voice on now. Too late.
What?
Too late for that voice.
What?
That voice, too late for. No, too late. Been too late.
What are you talking about, Ronald?
All right, whatever.
What are you talking about, Ronald?
Nothing. Continue.
But anywho. So, yeah. And that person, that voice of people say, like, I love it when people are so Billy Badass for the internet. Okay? You big, you bad. Okay. On the internet. In real life, you just big. So.
No. You know who I'm thinking about. Because you know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's not.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Who always?
Huh?
Who always do that towards me? But then when they see me in public, they go the opposite way, trying to squeeze between the damn speakers and shit with his big ass to avoid me.
First of all, why are you still harping on that little fat nigga? What?
I'm just saying because the way you said it, it's just the way you said it. It just reminds me of that. That shit is funny.
Shut up, you're stupid. Yeah, I'm over it. And then, so, I want people to mind their own business. If it don't make you, if what they eat don't make you shit, you mind your business. You hear me? You mind your business when it comes to other people in their lives.
See, I'm with you. But that part of the statement of what they eat don't make you shit. I get it.
It don't.
But
it don't.
Everything, everybody's affected by everybody in some way. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you doing, all right, homosexuality. All right, let's just go there. It's easy to make a point with there. If you are a male and you are dressing like a female, then you are confusing my children. If you are confusing my children, then at this point now you are infringing on my life. I have a right to feel a certain kind of way about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So once it starts infringing on my world, no matter what the situation is, then I got a right to, you know what I'm saying, feel a way. But, yeah, so that's where I'm at with that.
Well, if we mind our business, we'll be all right.
You just a mean ass.
You in? Why I got to be mean?
You just mean, that's all.
How am I mean?
I don't know. How was you mean?
Okay.
Tell us the story.
Example. Like, Erica Campbell, she's talking about how it's ungodly to masturbate and all this stuff and that single people shouldn't do it and this, that, and the third. Ma'am, you're married. Mind your married ass business. Don't put yourself into single people's lives. Mind your business. There's no need for you to say that. Mind your business.
I mean, this is going to sound real fucking blasphemous. You know what I'm saying? But he said that, you know what I'm saying, jerking off is ungodly. One, if you have a whole total of anything, opposite. So, wouldn't you need a little ungodly in you to be totally complete? But even more to the fact, and it's the blasphemy part, nigga, God got to be ungodly if God is everything. You know what I'm saying? So ungodly can't be all bad if God is it. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. Anyway, fuck Erica Campbell. Jerk off, nigga. Play with your pussy.
Golly.
I'm sorry. I'm
taking. That's in that moment of mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
But don't be playing with yourself at work and then come shake my hand. Don't do that. That's nasty.
How you know they playing with themselves at the workplace?
I'm saying sometimes women's hands be a different kind of sticky.
And sometimes
they women. Dudes do it too. See, I'm going to need you not to never admit that you've been grabbing masturbating
no,
men.
No, I did not grab his hand. I caught it, and I had some
fire. Whoa. Dude, what did you grab of his?
Nothing. I did. It was nothing in the truck, and I couldn't find him because I had needed him today to unload this truck. And so I'm walking around in the warehouse trying to find this cat. I cut the corner, and he had a whole little cat sitting back there, and he was going to town, so I had to fire the shit out of his ass.
Wow.
Yep, I told you, I zip that shit up and let's go. Walked right out the door.
Zip that shit up and let's go.
Yeah, and I walked right out the door. And my supervisors over me didn't believe me that I caught him. And they went back and looked at the tape. The motherfucker was like, we had like little bitty cameras in there hitting all over the damn spot. And that's how he got busted. So it ain't just women that do it. Men do it too.
No. I would think that that would be the other way around. Like, it ain't just men who do it. Women do it, too. Because I would say probably a greater number of men or greater percentage of men pleasure themselves than women, I would think.
Yeah, you might. But women do it in the craziest fucking places, like, the videos that everybody be showing and shit on Facebook, sharing and shit. Like, nigga, you got a car wash, girl? What the fuck?
I used to work with this young lady. She had a joint that suction cup to the wall. And she said she used to bang back into that wall. Yo, have you seen her hips? That fucking wall must be brick on the other side. She should have banged through that bitch. But yo, these women out here is very creative with the way that they do what they do. Very creative. I'm just saying.
No. What's one of y'all's vents, please? Go forward. I don't even want to talk about this no more.
I'm munching right now. I got the munchies.
I guess
you look like a muncher. And you look like a muncher.
That's what she said.
Oh God! Y'all are stupid.
Yeah,
man. All right. Well, you know my situation, right? So, I've been trying my best to find a fucking job, and I finally got one. I started in the morning, thank God, and like, dealing with these damn people, man, it's like some of these motherfuckers is like the most unprofessional people I've ever seen in my life. Like, the spot that I'm working for or whatever, I put in with them like a month ago, right? And the dude told me, I went in and for my the week before my birthday, I went in for the interview and everything, got set up, and the cat was like, "Yo, yeah, man, we're gonna get you in there. We'll have you working Monday. You know what I'm saying? I said, you're gonna be in there Monday. You have a good birthday. This, that, and the third." But his birthday was that Friday because I went to the interview that Thursday. So apparently they made this motherfucker work on his birthday after he asked for it off, right? So this nigga comes in there, white dude go in there, tears up the place, mad, drunk. Then went to work drunk and showed out the good script. Now, mind you, he's supposed to put my application and everything in the system and everything so they can call me. So I'm sitting here pumped up thinking I'm going to be going to work that damn Monday or whatever. I'm like, okay, they're going to call me. They're going to call me. They're going to call me. So I kept calling the damn building, and the lady was like, we got you down. We're gonna call you back. We're going to call you and get everything situated. 2 weeks passed. These motherfuckers still haven't called me. So I was like, I'm trying to find every damn thing. Like, I'm putting in at Wendy's, these little sporting goods. I'm just everywhere. These people finally fucking called me, and then when they emailed me, and then I called them back, and they was telling me that this dude came in and flipped and did this, that, and the third. And they didn't know where my application was. I had to sit there and wait a whole 2 days for them to find my application to put it in. So he laid the application on the desk. Some other person came in there and took the application off the desk. They filed it, but they filed it at a branch in fucking Texas.
Where?
So I had to, yeah. So they had to track my shit down, get me back in the system over here. Then I went over there the other day, and then the dude was telling me, yeah, you're going to be at work the next day. So I'm sitting here, I'm waiting. Man, they just give me the runaround, like, he tells me he's going to call me, then he don't call me. Then when I call him, he said, well, I'm going to call you in the morning. And so when he said he's going to call me in the morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the library, check my email, and just, you know what I'm saying, do what I got to do to try to find another damn job. So I'm sitting there sending off my emails and stuff. All of a sudden, I get two inboxes, one from best friend, one from my sister. The dude called you that he got the position for you. I'm like, why this motherfucker just tell me? I just hung up the phone with this dude, and he said that he don't call me in the morning because he had to go to another job to try to get their business so he can damn send the temps home. So now we're sitting there looking like a jackass, like I'm not telling the truth, like, you know what I'm saying? It's making me go fucking crazy. And then today, the motherfucker finally called me, and after I sent the grimy ass email to him the other day, because I told him it was unprofessional, so this shit don't make no sense. So I set up the damn interview for this other job, which I got Tuesday. And then the day the lady called me, around at the same time. Well, it's like almost 4 o'clock. Well, we got you in there. We're going to get you to working tomorrow. And I'm like, you sure? And she's like, yeah. Gave me the information and everything before she got on the phone. I'm like, are you sure? You ain't going to call back and tell me that things have changed and then I'm not going to be working. No, we got you. And so I'm sitting there like, okay, cool. So now I'm just ready to go to damn work in the morning. And that shit is just fucking, just drove me fucking nuts, man. Like, I'm sitting there already stressing, trying to damn find the damn shit. Then dealing with these crazy motherfuckers going back and forth and shit, and then my retarded ass fucking family. Just crazy shit, man.
Wow. I hell y'all. And I personally think I got both y'all motherfuckers beat. All right. One.
Oh, yeah. We seen your damn arm.
Okay. That's way down the line, nigga. That's way down the line, nigga.
God damn.
All right, so first, last school year, I had a 10th grader going to 11th grade up in New York. She wasn't doing too good with her mother in a relationship. I said, all right, baby, come down here, go to school, live with daddy. She gave it all of 2.5 weeks. Took her ass back to New York. So now I'm dealing with all kind of nonsense because now she's back with her mother. And that's just another let us just say, possible litigation in the making, right?
Right.
So, and not to, to mention, they already got their little issues. And, you know, when girls get to 16, 17, 18, they start feeling themselves just like what boys do too. So, I'm dealing with that kind of bullshit right now. Like, little girl, be a fucking little girl, shut the fuck up. Parent, be a fucking parent, shut the fuck up. Both, you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all just shut the fuck up, though. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so then, boom. Then, nigga, then the Migos try to get me. Up at night, I'm coming home from work. I got my, my work truck. The policy for the company is to back into all parking spots, right? So I'm going to 7-Eleven parking lot. To my right side is 7-Eleven. That's where the parking spots is, right against the establishment. All of them are taken, no problem. Other side of the lot, across from there, got a few spots there. Go over there. I park neck on the left side of me is the wall, little 3-5 foot wall with the 7-Eleven sign on it, and then on the right side of me is a car. So I back in. Here it is. Use my rear view camera. Boom. Pull inside. Go inside 7-Eleven. Get whatever I gotta get. Come back out. So I get in the truck. Dude said I hit him. Nothing. So now, I backed into the spot, straight back in. This dude was nosing. His bumper, his rear bumper's not hit. His back quarter panel's not hit. His passenger door's not hit. His rear or front, but his front quarter panel was hit, and it's hit only on the front side of the door. And I'm like, nigga, there's no possible way I could have did that. You know what I'm saying? There's no possible way I could have did that. So boom, we exchange information. You know, my boss said they just gonna pay off the insurance claim as opposed to going and fighting shit. Nigga, serious? So now I gotta get written up. Because the motherfucking cholos and the Migos want to try to get their car fixed because they see that the company truck hit them when I ain't hit the motherfucker.
Wow.
Is that some bullshit?
Yes, bullshit. I wouldn't have signed that shit. I would not have signed that write-up.
It happened whether you signed it or not, nigga. What happened
is
then instead of your signature, the witness line now gets signed. It was a witness that you wouldn't sign it. You know what I'm saying? Did it still get signed? I mean, it still gets implemented. Let me say that. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
And as
it,
you said, you
don't,
see the
don't,
arm.
Man, don't your truck got cameras on it, though?
Mm-mm. It's just a real backup camera. Yeah, it's like, and I'm in a Ford F550 with a, you know what I'm saying, joint that go up in the back, a bucket, and this dude's driving a Honda Civic. Nigga, if I would have backed up, I would have, you know what I'm saying, scraped the whole top. This shit is down at the bottom of his car. This thing's trying to get us. You see the truck on the side, you know what I'm saying, right next to him. You probably, you know what I'm saying, got into this accident a minute ago. He's like, here's how I'm going to get my money. So, yeah. And then as you see in the arm, you know what I'm saying, so I'm dealing with a whole bunch of bullshit right now. I'm like, y'all niggas just trying to get on my bad side of life. Where y'all at? Where y'all at?
I'm listening to you.
Nigga, stop listening and talk. Why ain't trying to listen to me and my boring ass complaining about life?
Listen, I ain't never heard nobody say, "Don't listen to me." The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Sometimes, but I just stopped drinking. I just filled up another little something.
Dale.
Just can't stop sipping.
So was that the beginning of this week or last week?
So the truck happened the 22nd, I wanna say.
Oh, okay.
No, 26th. 26th is when the truck happened. And the arm happened 6 days ago. Yeah, I'm fucking some bullshit. Bunch of bullshit. But it is what it is, man. Fuck around with
my thing about the arm was, why was you putting the thing on to get up under the car? I thought the person that towed the car do that.
Mm-mm. I wasn't. It's not the exhaust in the back. So, and yes, you're right, they do that. What happened was, I'm getting out the truck. And as I'm getting out the truck, I slipped a little down the steps coming off the truck. And I reached back for the handle to stabilize myself. But on the sides of the trucks, they got them big exhaust pipes.
You got picked up by
exactly.
One that looked like the old transferred truck or some shit. So he got
the
big silver ones to come up and they blow the smoke out the top. God damn. I didn't know that shit was hot.
Nigga.
What kind of bun is that? That's like what?
No idea. I just know that shit was hot. No, I ain't going to doctor. I just cleaned it, you know what I'm saying? Put some bacitration on it.
That nigga says, fuck the doctor. You ain't write me up again this week, goddamn. Fuck that. I will lick it at the hospital. Yo, I can't even be mad at you, yo, because, hey, I done super glued my shit twice, so I know exactly what you doing. Yeah. I'm going to take the second light up needed because they probably would have something to get your ass rolled up or make you take a damn drug test or some bullshit. Then it came with some fuck shit. I don't blame you.
I'm going to say like this. If I'm taking a drug test, nigga, we taking a drug test. Trust me. Somebody else got to help me pass that motherfucker. That's what I'm saying.
That nigga arm was sitting there cooking. And the dude said, you want to go to the hospital? No, nah, man, just take me to Walmart. I'm going to get all the new scoring they got. This nigga went to Walmart and said, let me get all the new scoring. I need everything. Oh, God.
Nah, it's good though. I just let it get some air right now. Cause every time I open it up,
though, that's gotta be about a third degree burn, man. That shit, damn, that's to the white meat. That shit look like your arm looked like my leg when I was there trying to be even to leave on the dirt bike, and I burnt my damn leg on the damn pipe.
Yeah, that's basically the same shit. Exactly. Yeah.
Cause when I did the shit, I tried to cover my shit up. Cause I didn't want my mama to beat my ass. So I'm walking home, and you can literally see my fucking bone and the veins and shit, and you can see my fuckers moving. Man, my mama still beat my ass through the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but most times I got my ass beat, I deserve it. Yeah, so you put yourself on the knee.
I can't even say that I deserve it or not, because I shouldn't have been jumping that damn dirt hill on that trail bike. because I was wide open and punched the shit out of my shit on the damn leg. Cause my foot slipped off my cane down. So I knew exactly what they, and it, the size of them pipes on them trucks, oh, God, yeah, you got about a third or a fourth degree burn. That nigga, yeah, you wouldn't got some Neosporin. You ain't got some peroxide. I mean, you just get out of that motherfucker. Oh, my God.
I got my gauze pads. I got my cloth tape. You know what I'm saying?
All
I'm covering
that
it. I'm exposing it.
Ain't gonna be back in time about November.
For real. No, real talk, it might be more towards the beginning of the year. Before
yeah,
it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then in summer, it's gonna be white permanent. Cause I know my shit on my leg is a spot. It's still damn. It's like it ain't white, but it's pink. Cause I burnt the shit. And
right.
I did that shit. When
it's
I was
gonna
like,
be an off color. Right.
Yeah. Cause I did that shit when I was like, goddamn. I think I was like 14 or 15, riding the damn bike. And then you old too. Old bones don't. Old burn marks don't heal
whoa,
up like
whoa,
that.
Whoa, nigga.
Don't heal
nigga,
up fast
nigga.
Like that.
Whoa. Whoa, that's not the direction you were supposed to go in. That, I mean, whether it's fact, fiction, or otherwise, it's irrelevant. That wasn't the direction you were supposed to go in.
Hey, when I got out the hospital room for my back and shit, then I was trying to get to the damn, I was trying to wake up and go to the bathroom, and I couldn't damn get off the damn bed, off my girlfriend's high-ass fucking bed, so I fell off the bed, and I spit my shit, my damn, my eye. On the corner of the dresser, laid my shit open. I didn't want no damn stitches. I mean, I knew I had to get about two. Shit, I cleaned that shit up with some peroxide and some Neosporin, and I put some super glue on that motherfucking screw and glued my fucking skin back together and I threw some butterflies on that motherfucker.
Dummy.
Huge dummy.
Yeah, I did it before with my hand, too, because I was fighting this dude and he had a fucking box cutter. He was trying to cut me. And I grabbed the damn hand that he had the knife in, and I'm welding on him. And then my boy Sean Moyer was welding on him from the back. And the nigga was trying to pull away from him. He was slicing my fucking hand with my left hand. And I didn't want to go to the hospital because I felt like I was going to get locked up, but I went. Crazy glue. That nigga said, I'm letting it
my
out.
My man,
I'm putting some air on it. Oh, my God. Was it raining when you slipped up?
Nah.
How the hell
nah,
you fall out?
I mean, it's a steep step down, nigga. Make it seem like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't fall. I just, I stumble. We all stumble sometimes. Plus, you know, when you got the clumsy gene like I got, you know, sometimes you have mishaps. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Your forearm looks like that. Listen, I got jokes.
No, because that shit, when I seen it this morning, I was like, God damn, that was fucking severe as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You know, I am a boy, Damon. All right, boom. All right, I got something for you. You might as well.
Sure,
come
Lord.
Come
yeah, I'm here.
All right. These are your options. Yes, no, maybe so. Okay? Dre, for $1 million, would you have sex with Star Jones?
Wait a minute. You talking about the fat, the one that you
see
fat?
You know exactly who I'm talking about, old saggy skin Stizzy.
What she look like now?
Nigga, if you ask that question, the next question you should be asking is, can you get it in cash? Because you don't want to check.
Yeah,
that's a yes.
If if she done lost the weight, nah, I don't know. She look probably looking sick as shit. Fat Sergeant wants to get it, though.
Well, yeah, but she ain't fat no more.
Who was that dude she was fooling with?
Al something. I think his name was.
Something like that, yeah.
But that is. So what's your answer?
Yeah, for that kind of bread,
yeah.
I got to get paid in cash. I need all that.
You stupid. You said you ain't trying to claim nothing?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
pop up
bread
with 7 bank accounts.
I need all of that.
Yeah. All right, Imaj. If your boss comes to you and tells you that, well, first of all, is your boss a male or female?
I have both female bosses.
Female, all right.
Oh, God,
boss comes to you.
The rest thing. This is going to be interesting. I feel it coming.
I don't know if you know. And says that her husband has been taking pictures of you, unbeknownst to her, when he comes up to the... Well, it was more apply to one job than the other one. So when he comes up to the job and he sees you, he takes little pictures on his cell phone. His wife sees the pictures in his cell phone. She's been, you know what I'm saying, smitten with you. She says to you, would you have sex with my husband if you wanted for like... A boss can only promote you to their highest, you know what I'm saying, underling. You know what I mean? So they can't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, give you no real position. But you would never have to worry about anything at all at work. You're fireproof. Did you do that?
No.
No?
No.
All right, so now do the equivalent to Dre's and just switch Star Jones for flavor. Wait.
No.
$5 million.
What?
Hmm. You see how a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, increase some shit and all of a sudden that no ain't as stern as it was before. It was no. No. Now all of a sudden she got questions.
They both said they both, but they, no, I didn't have a question. I said no.
No, and then I asked you $5 million.
No.
Same
I'm
no for $5 million?
With nobody who looks like a cockroach.
$10 million.
I feel ripped off. I should have said no. I feel ripped off. Maybe I could
have
shot the five.
$25 million.
What part of I do not want to be touched by anything that looks like a cockroach walking on two legs?
The part that I'm referring to is the part.
I'm not doing anything for money. I'm not doing anything nasty for money. Like, that's what you're trying to get at. No, I'm not doing all that for money.
$25 million,
no.
$25 million.
Nigga, no. Nigga, no. 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 N-O. What more do you want from the no?
I don't got no more. I'm done.
No. Would you sitting around, you want to have sex with Grace Jones?
Hey,
we're not even really
woman.
Sure if she's man or not.
Not my woman.
We're not talking to you, Dre. We're not talking to you. We know you bust her down. We know that. I'm talking to Ron.
And do I get a monetary amount like you or am I a whole like Dre?
No.
How we doing this?
No, you don't. You just out here just gallivanting in the street.
So I'm like, Dre. So just for the fucking bit. Wait, hold on. I don't know if I appreciate it. Hold on. Me and Dre is just out here in these streets fucking. But you get, you know what I'm saying, all kind of money thrown at you for your shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's more valuable than $10 million. It's more valuable than 25. Then get the fuck out of here. In my head. But anyway, to answer your question, I don't think Rich Jones is getting this dick. Are you crazy? What? I don't think so. Mm-mm. Not gonna be able to do it.
You niggas will sleep with anything.
No. Well, no.
You said no.
For Grace Jones, like, yeah, Grace Jones is what, like 79?
She's still in your age range.
Now she gonna throw shots at me just because I don't believe that she won't fuck with $25 million. All right.
Hell to have. Okay, so you want it to be believable? Listen to what I'm about to say to you. Hell to the motherfucking no.
To the no.
No.
I hear that.
Not now. Not ever.
So, Dre, yes, no, maybe so. Is there a price in which, you know what I'm saying, you could be with a woman that you're not physically attracted to?
That's a good one.
Damn, I don't know.
This nigga. You mind you wanna answer for him?
What was the question again, please?
Tell the question, Dre.
Basically, he's saying, would I be attracted to, like, ugly bitches? Yeah. Well, you was a...
So he's asking, do you like ugly girls? Is that what you're asking, Ron?
Lord have mercy.
No, I mean, I'm just want to make sure.
The question I asked him was, is there a monetary amount? Is there a monetary amount that they can give him for him to have sex with a woman he's not physically attracted to?
He's asking you.
I didn't even ask what the monetary amount was. I'm just right now asking you.
Well, what's the amount?
No,
but
it don't matter what the
difference.
Amount is. It don't matter what the amount is.
Because this nigga is like $40.
Well, I mean.
Nigga, you probably fucked for 25. Shut up.
But I'm saying, Dre, is there really a difference between a $40 hoe and a $4,000 hoe?
You still a hoe at the end of the day.
Still a hoe.
Get your hoe.
Now, don't get it wrong. I can come to grips with being a very well paid hoe. I can do that. I don't have that, you know what I'm saying, outside of my abilities. But some people can't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can
do
it.
Look, and I'm assuming there's no amount for you, righty mind.
I'm not holding myself out to know better.
Okay. I appreciate y'all morality. I'm a
I do have morals. I mean, I may do some things. I may be one of them people that Erica Campbell may talk about, but I still have morals. Don't mean that God don't love me less. I got some type of scruples and morals about myself.
All right, so boy,
ain't nobody always walking around on no whole shit.
So y'all know how I go off on tangents sometimes, right?
Yes, Ron.
You said,
here we go.
No, we're not going anywhere. I'm not even going to say anything anymore. I'm just going to shut my mouth. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. I'm sorry. I just looked at you. Continue.
Lord. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Sister Shamora for her birthday. Even though it's been passed, we're going to still shout her out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you tell her happy birthday on her birthday?
Absolutely
yep.
not.
I did not.
I am a terrible friend.
Horrible human.
That's not nice. Not nice.
Well,
horrible, not
shout out, to Keisha because I've had a terrible damn long week, and then she got me playing this damn game on Facebook, this Thug Life game, and now I'm addicted to it, and she's been killing my ass playing it.
So she's shooting you? You ain't no thug?
Not, man, I can't. See, the thing is, you gotta damn keep up with your sins and shit, and like they be playing that damn game like every damn hour on the hour. And so every time I turn around, I'm constantly getting updates in my inbox. Keisha has shot you in the head. Keisha has raided your car. Keisha is stealing your money. Like, what? Hey, there's a damn gun.
So you saying you're a punk?
Oh,
I'm gonna start keeping up with them steams, man. Get back to bed.
See, that's a woman.
That's what?
I'm afraid to punk.
I don't care.
I don't care.
So, you pouring alcohol on the burn wound?
No,
yes,
why would he do that? You're going to kill yourself and it burnt,
first.
Didn't it?
Actually, it didn't. It felt good.
Oh, God.
This nigga trying to die.
That's why I asked him to see if he used that damn alcohol first before peroxide.
This nigga going
to die. I know your arm was straight.
He said it felt good. That's what he said.
That nigga said it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
What happened?
Just
Oh, Lord.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Sure, I'm tired.
Tired of being tired. I'm tired of being stressed out. I'm tired, motherfuckers. I'm tired. Yeah, I'm a little fucking tired. Yep, I said what I said. I don't think I have anything else to admit. I don't know.
I'll let you know something. I got something. Oh, God. All right. So, recently, I've been, since my daughter moved back from New York, I have been cooking as much. I've been going and getting something to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Go to this restaurant or that restaurant, whatever. Don't just be assuming that you can round off my change. You know what I'm saying? Don't be assuming because my shit is $12.47 that it's $13 now. You're giving back $7 to change. No, nigga. I need all my motherfucking money. Don't be. That shit has happened to me at least 3 times in the last 2-3 weeks. What do you mean? What do y'all just round it up? What kind of fucking math is this? So, yeah, that shit right there gets on my nerve. If you're not able to do basic math skills, you do not need to be behind any kind of cash register or charging any kind of money. And if you do understand it and you're just trying to be deceitful, then fuck you. You need to get punched in your face. I mean, do y'all disagree?
Hey, I agree with you on that one, man. I knew when I went to Dollar Tree a couple days ago, this dude was in there. His total came up, it was $5 or something, and he gave her the right amount. But it was like, I think he gave like, he supposed to got back a nickel. And the girl just gave him his receipt and shut the damn cat and said, "Oh, my damn nickel." He said, "Just like that." Like, oh, my nickel. You said, "All right, I want my nickel. I got changed in the ashtray in my house. Give me my damn nickel." He was mad as hell over a nickel. She just shut that bitch like it wasn't nothing. And then the lady that was in behind him, she was like, "I don't blame you for that. Keep the little change." You know what I'm saying? So I can see you going off about some change. I don't blame you.
Man, you get a nickel from each person that come to your establishment. That's paper.
That damn change add up.
Damn, she was good.
When she ran into shit off $13, and like, damn, what's good? Hold on, what kind of fucking cash you got? What the fuck going on?
What's going on, man?
No, I'm just
trying to make it seem like you don't mind people saying, "Here, take 37 cents of my money. Take $1.06. Oh, you don't mind that? Is that what you're saying, Imani?
That's some bullshit.
Exactly. Well, now she want to be silent. See? Fuck out of here.
What are you talking about?
We'll be the first one to cause ruckus. You be the first one to cause ruckus if people don't give you all your change back, right or wrong.
No. I think there's other more, there's bigger battles to fight than some fucking change. Maybe they just needed some change. Maybe. You know, I'll give people their change back.
If you don't give me all my motherfucking change, you remedial math motherfucker. I need all my shit. Don't be fucking. Listen. First of all, all you got to do is match the number on the little screen to the number that you pull out the draw. And you ain't even got to do the math. You just got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, $6.49. How hard is that?
It's not hard. It's not a difficult task. I mean, I do it myself. So it's not something that is hard. I don't know why these slow people that you're dealing with is taking your money. I don't know. What did you do to them?
You stupid.
What?
I mean, that was funny how you just did that.
What?
Well, I had to do something. What did I do?
Absolutely. Let them people take your money.
Mm-mm. I don't play that. I will stop the whole line. Like, as a matter of fact, I did it today in 7-Eleven. I did it. Motherfucker owe me 73 cents. Motherfucker owe me 73 cents change and gave me 23 cents.
He ain't had no quarters.
Look, I had quarters. Nigga was trying to keep my little 50 cents. But I ain't no math. And that's what they be playing on people.
Why he was just like, okay, well, I don't have any quarters right now. Just give you a whole bunch of dimes.
He had quarters. Hmm. He tried to make it seem like he made a mistake.
Well, maybe he did.
That nigga is the most mistake-making motherfucker.
Change.
I just find it happens so frequently that I think it's like one of those go-to moves. You know what I'm saying? To get an extra $8 a week, $37 a week, $5 million a week. You know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody get paid like that. All because it's her.
First of all, you
who's
know how many
her?
Motherfuckers.
Who's counting the register?
You know how many motherfuckers be getting motherfuckers for their credit card shits in them strip clubs and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? That's basically the same thing.
What? I wasn't listening.
You need to fucking work.
Reason why I wasn't listening because I was changing my shirt.
Oh, wow, that's a visual for the people out there. The people out there, that's a visual for them.
Oh, Lord.
No, so what I was saying is when... Oh, shit, what I was saying, Dre?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Get your life together.
Yeah, I told you I've been drinking. And drugging.
I haven't been drinking. I haven't been drinking, but you're about to make me drink. You're being foolish.
And I'm eating this lukewarm Chinese food. Anyway. So. Eat my fucking change. Stop playing. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to hurt nobody. That motherfucker, that 23, 73 cent, that motherfucker, yo, he stay making mistakes. He stay making mistakes. I be thinking, yo, these dumb niggas don't know how to do math. They don't know how much change they're supposed to get back. Let me give them some shiny shit in their hand and they'll take it and leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even fucking think that you could do math and know how much you're supposed to fucking get. Fucking bastards.
Oh, Lord. To anybody out there that has to do business with Ron and he needs his motherfucking change back, please give him his change back the right amount. I mean, good God Almighty. First of all, I know you don't want your register to be over. Because then they're going to be like, why is your register over? Who didn't you give money back to? They want that shit to balance out. Then don't let that shit be under. Because then it's like, okay, why are you giving away too much money? You know, so give Ron his change, people, please, and thank him. Okay? Awesome.
Give me my change.
Nigga, I told him to give you your motherfucking change.
My change.
Don't let me hear it again.
There you go. All my change, not some, not half. If not, the might go foot or stick her foot way up your ass.
Not gonna do anything.
Oh, move back. Then my foot will be in your colon. It would be my foot, right? It would be mine. That's a bigger foot.
I got a little foot. So I guess you probably would much rather deal with me than deal with Ronald. Like, I don't have like a, I don't have a big foot. I have like a normal, an average size woman's foot.
What the fuck does average mean?
It's about 8.5. I have about 8.5 to a 9, depending on the shoe.
Yeah, that's pretty much all y'all have for this size.
Say what?
Huh? What happened?
What? Well, what did you say?
Mm-mm, I didn't say nothing.
Shut up, lying. You lie. Truth ain't in you. You lie, black boy. You lie.
No, I was just saying that the size of shoe you wear, I said, yeah, most of y'all heifers wear the same size shoe.
First of all,
The funny shit is, whether it's comfortable or not, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, my shoes are not to a point where they're... Now, the only ones that hurt my foot are the ones that have the strap across the toes. Like, and I have like a whole lot of pair of those. Like, I have multiple pairs of that particular shoe. But what I learned was that there was a particular store, if I bought them in a wide width, my foot wouldn't hurt. So, yeah. I got shoes that do make my feet hurt. Like, Converses, if anybody who knows me knows that I wear Converses. I have multiple colors. Those are not comfortable shoes. Those are not walk-around amusement park shoes. Those are not. They're not to be. You said what?
Right. They ain't got no cushion, no bubble.
They ain't got no cushion, no nothing in it.
No spring.
So,
none of that shit.
Nothing. You hear me? Nothing. Nothing.
You just got a star.
Yo, listen. Okay. I know last year when me and my boyfriend went to the fair, to the state fair, I had on Converses early in the day because we went to a birthday party. Well, I changed my shoes. He was like, why are you changing your shoes? I said, because these are not walk around the state fair shoes. You want me to be mad at the end of the day. I'm putting on my walking tennis shoes, and then I'm going to be fine. Yeah. I can't walk all day in them. Nope.
And even if you did, your foot would pay for it. When you took your feet out from shit.
My pinky toe would be the maddest of them all. As little as my pinky toe is, it would be the maddest of them all.
You feel it?
Yeah, it'd be the maddest of them all. Pissed. Hot.
Wait a minute, they're arguing outside.
You're
terrible. Greg.
Uh-huh.
Is this the same motherfucker who was like, mind your business? Ain't this the same motherfucker who went on for 26 minutes, some shit like that, talking about mind your business. Now all of a sudden you fucking go-go gadget hearing.
First and foremost, I need to make sure my hair is okay.
Got to make sure my neighbor's okay, so we ain't got no problem.
Mind your business. It's not you. It's your neighbor. Mind your business. Ain't that what you said?
Mm-mm. We don't put hands on nobody. We got to understand.
But you just said mind your business. I heard you. You said mind your business.
You mind your business.
I'm just trying to see if you're contradicting yourself. That's all I'm trying to see.
I'm just listening. I'm being nosy.
Mm.
At least I can admit to it.
Right, because whatever you are, you still ain't calling no cop the first.
I'm not calling no cop right now. If I don't hear nothing, no gunshot, nothing, I ain't calling no better.
I hear gunshots. I mean, somebody else heard a gunshot. They'll call.
Hmm.
I said if I could hear gunshots, that means somebody else heard the same gunshots. They could call. I'd be all right.
Oh, Lord. Dear Lord.
Cool. Lay with me the bad guy.
Always out here just. That's all you be doing is just.
That's me. Just. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, I had a rough day today at work. So boom, being that I'm in this, like, semi-new position, what they did was they really didn't train us the way that they should have trained us before they rolled us out there. So the fact that I'm rolled out, they started to ask us individually if we wanted to, like, get some more training or were we comfortable with the new position. So some of the guys said no, some of the guys said yes. I was like, you know what, fucking, give me some more, you know what I'm saying, reinforcing. So I was with this guy all week. Today, the guy was out, so I was by myself. And all week.
They done changed your schedule again?
Yeah, they did. Just for this week and next week. So I'm off this week. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which ain't bad. I'll take it. So, boom. All week, everything is fucking beautiful. Simple shit. Shit that I have no problem with. I can take care of on my own. I don't need nobody. Today, this motherfucker's going fucking a clusterfuck. Blows up. And I'm like, see, this is that bullshit. So, as soon as I walked in the door, I took a beeline right to the kitchen and got me a nice adult beverage. But yeah, so that's what that is. I've been having a rough one, and it's over. The week's done. I'm just gonna wash it away, drink it away, and hopefully, y'all did the same thing with.
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I need to.
Too bad. Oh, well, too bad. That's what's too bad.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
You're ugly.
What was that?
You're ugly. That's what I said.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Okay, so I'm
not gonna let you lie.
So there was a post that was circulating around the internet, and a guy had posted about his girlfriend, and he said she may not be the prettiest in the world, but she is loyal. How would you feel if your mate posted something like that about you?
At first, I would be pissed. But after I seen what she said in his comments, the clapback shit, that shit was funny as hell because she got his ass. So I guess he was trying to pay her back for being petty, but you don't do shit like that. And then there's another picture circulating around of him taking a picture posing with goddamn Malik Noble. So this motherfucker, he might be on the goddamn low.
Oh, damn.
Exactly. Because they were clowning him about that picture, and they said he tried to take it down, but a bunch of people, I guess they screenshotted it or whatever, and now they've been posting that one. So he's been catching hell all week.
God damn it.
And then he tried to clean it up, and he posted another picture of just her. And the girl is beautiful. Like, she's straight. My ride, she ain't the cutest thing in the world. Like, what the fuck?
Like, stop it.
Exactly. She black ashy motherfucker. I'm like, what the hell, are you serious? She making you look good.
Oh, man. Whatever.
Yeah, because I'd be feeling some type of way. That would have pissed me off. Nah, you ain't gonna disrespect me like that, cause I'm just as petty as you. I can say some shit too. I post a picture of your motherfucking ass, get your ass back. We can do this all day.
All day.
All day.
I'm built for it.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
and that's just like I was saying, cause. Shit like that, man, and it's crazy to say it, but a lot of fucking these dumbass girls, man, they, shit like that don't bother them, you know what I'm saying? They swerving out, whatever, they laugh the shit off, but you let another motherfucker say this shit and do you wrong and shit, you ready to go to war with that motherfucker, average nigga.
You can't let them play you like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just like this wannabe chick. She wants to be. Everybody wants to be my best friend nowadays. Everybody wants to be a blogger and try to have deep conversations and shit like best friend, right?
I'm so, really not that deep. I'm not
exactly. You deep when you want to be deep, but they try to take it in them, trying to do some shit like she do, right, Ron? So this wannabe, she made a little page or whatever. And so she got all these questions and shit on her damn page. Nobody fucking answered. Like, it's like one comment, one like, or whatever, whatever. And so she's forever making these posts about, I wish these niggas would stay out of my inbox. Y'all this. But then you go to her page, the first thing she gonna ask, how do you approach a woman? How do you, if you really like somebody, how do you come off to that woman and try to get her attention? And so somebody was like, well, if I don't ever see you in public, I'd try to shoot my shot in the inbox or whatever, like that, right? And she's like, don't inbox me. I tell you, stand up people inbox me. And then the dude was like, so how else am I supposed to fucking talk to you? Like, everybody that inbox you is not fucking straight out the gate with a dick pic or straight
right
out the gate. Like, let's fuck, bitch. I want to fuck you. I want to suck the kitty. I want to keep the titty like damn motherfucking tequila. Dip the titty in tequila and put salt around the rim and suck the shit off. It's like, man, every man, it's not like that. Like, some men will can actually inbox you and say something polite. And I was like, damn, she just like, she just shot him down quick. Like, how the hell is he supposed to damn approach you? And then if you see him out in public, you try to talk to him. Especially when they with their damn friends and shit. And then if one member of the squad is not feeling you, that's going to fuck up every damn thing. 9 times out of 10, the one member of the squad that ain't feeling you, she probably the one who wanted to talk to you in the first place. She just jealous because you wanted to holler at a friend.
That's his people. That's his people.
That's it.
I'm his people.
Everybody's like, how else are you supposed to talk to somebody? And then she was the main one posting that dude's picture, too. I wish a motherfucker would disrespect me like that and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, damn, she disrespected the shit out of him when she said he ate ass. What the fuck? It's payback. It's easy for him.
Well, I said what I said. How dare you, sir? You're not the cutest apple in the bunch. How dare you?
Exactly.
Your ragged ass beard.
Exactly.
And your tight ass pants.
Oh, Lord.
Vaughn, did you walk? I guess he
is. Who knows? Well, we only got 5 minutes. But at least he ain't snoring.
Calling all the hoes in the room.
At least I ain't. Don't nobody got time for this.
Exactly. Mm. And then, I know one thing I missed the vent about and they forgot about it. Because we've been talking about this shit since Wednesday. The rest is full of shit. How the hell he going to put that mix on the damn show, but not the original mix? Because that mix right there, nobody never fucking heard of that damn The Girls Love Raheem. That mix right there with the damn I Just Want to Be Free beat. Come on, RZA.
Okay. I guess that was on your spirit. That was on your heart and your
mind. It really was. Because we and the crew in hip hop group, we've really been talking about that. Because that mix right there was tight as hell. The original track, that shit is terrible.
Well, he had an opportunity to redo it, so he redid it. Ain't no satisfying you, nigga. Ain't no satisfying you. If you would have put the terrible one on there, y'all would have been mad. He put the terrible one on there. He did it.
No.
He put a good one on there. Now y'all mad because he didn't do the original one.
No, if he would have put the terrible one on there, we'd have knew. We all would have, you know what I'm saying, everybody that had actually got that song, remember the video and shit, they'd have been like, boom, okay. Yeah, that really happened. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, you come back home with the smoke?
Bless you, Ron.
Pardon me. Don't laugh at
it.
Oh, we want smoke. Gotta have that smoke.
Mm-mm. No one no more of this.
And that nigga about to die. Lungs about to come up out his throat.
I'm the top.
What? Okay. Well, we'll be back here next week. Different time, same
there
time. Different types of shenanigans and shit.
Little more estrogen.
I guess so. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know. I just work here.
Nah. Me neither. I just show up on one.
Say what?
On Fridays.
Say what?
You just do what?
I just show up on Fridays.
He said he just shows up on Fridays.
We just come in like we're supposed to. But yeah, be good. I'm tired. I've had a long
yeah,
day
me too.
And week.
It's bedtime.
It's bedtime. It's out of bed. Oh. Yeah, we'll be here next week. I ain't going nowhere.
There you go.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So.
Cute white woman.
You cut. I am about to in a second. I'm about to go sit back down. I will cue the white woman. So, y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay cool in these streets and holler.
Peace.